"More than any other food, cheese has personality," writes Liz Thorpe in her gorgeous, yummy, almost overwhelming treatise, The Book of Cheese, The Essential Guide to Discovering Cheeses You'll Love. Punk cheeses, boring cheeses, comfort cheeses, and her own favorites based on flavor, texture, scent, and surprise. But Thorpe urges everyone to follow his or her nose and taste buds. Her theme is take a chance, discover something new. Start with a cheese you like, maybe one you remember from your childhood, and then consider it as a gateway cheese, a jumping off point to try something like it, but beyond, on a spectrum that goes from approachable to intense to maybe even stinky. Thorpe, who grew up in a Connecticut town where pizza reigned supreme, believes that cheese is an everyday eating food, especially with others. She serves various kinds of cow, goat, and sheep cheeses to friends and family, including her young daughters, and offers suggestions about pairings, various cheeses with vegetables, fruit, wine, and beer. More times than not, cheese may wind up being her whole dinner. This is a handsome and challenging book, a roadmap, the author says, for exploring little-known or unknown cheeses, foreign and domestic, but mostly domestic. It also has some of the most beautiful food photography you'll ever see. Chapters are given over to 6 gateway cheeses, mozzarella, Harvati, cheddar, brie, parmesan, manchego, and what Thorpe calls misfits, bizarre or extreme cheeses that include stuff she simply refers to as WTF, you know. Each chapter introduces departure cheeses, some far out, even those Thorpe herself says are not for her. But again, the idea is to learn about these cheeses and try them. For sure, there are other cheese books out there, including an earlier one by Thorpe that documents her rise from naive countergirl to innovative manager at Murray's Cheese in Greenwich Village to international cheese consultant and teacher. Her Book of Cheese is a timely book, especially for Americans. For the last 15 years, Thorpe notes, the United States has been moving steadily in developing a sophisticated palate for cheese, in accordance, it should be said, with U.S. requirements that forbid unpasteurized cheeses or those not aged at least 60 days. But there's another reason this book is important. Thorpe's career exemplifies an important point about higher education. A summa cum laude graduate from Yale who majored in art history and American studies, she took a wide offering of creative and critical thinking courses. She needed to work after graduation, but after being laid off from a boring dot-com job, she was able to pursue her curiosity and love of cheese because she had not restricted herself to a narrow academic discipline. Her broad liberal arts education enabled her to appreciate cheese intellectually as a subject at the crossroads of sustenance and cultural history. Bon appetit. I'm Joan Bem.